Well, we continue to make our way through the Catechism. This week we're at question and answer 21. You can find that in the back of your hymnal on page 969. Question and answer 21. Who is the Redeemer of God's elect? The only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ, who being the eternal Son of God became man, and so was and continues to be God and man in two distinct natures and one person forever. Well, you may remember from questions 13 through 19, the Catechism has emphasized that the fall has thoroughly corrupted humanity. Every son of Adam is born with a sin nature, and they grab hold of that nature with both hands. They're born rebels, and they live lives of rebellion against God. They're in what the Catechism calls an estate of sin and misery. And last week, we learned that out of a disposition of wondrous sovereign grace, God didn't leave all mankind to perish in an estate of sin and misery. But he entered into a covenant of grace to bring his elect into an estate of salvation by a Redeemer. And the question sort of left us hanging, who is this Redeemer? Of course, we know, and the authors of the Catechism knew, but they wanted to present it in a way where we have to contemplate this. Who is the Redeemer? And the Catechism will be answering that and fleshing out the answer to that really all the way through question and answers 28. And the basics of it are provided here in this week's lesson. The only Redeemer of God's elect is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't want to gloss over that word only. It's emphasizing the exclusive claims of the gospel. Salvation is in Christ and Christ alone. There's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for many. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given by which men must be saved. So Jesus is the only Redeemer. And what we mean by Redeemer, well, is that he's the one who accomplishes redemption. A Redeemer buys us back. He purchases us out of bondage and slavery, and he does so by paying a redemption price. In the Old Testament, redemption was most vividly seen in the Exodus narrative when God redeemed Israel out of Egyptian bondage, and the cost of that redemption was the blood of the Passover lamb. In the New Testament, of course, Jesus is our Redeemer who paid for our redemption with his blood to redeem us from the bondage to sin and death and to grant us the forgiveness of sins. And the reason Jesus is the only Redeemer of God's elect is because no one besides the God-man was qualified to do the work of redemption. It was a work that could only be performed by one who is true God and true man. And we're going to see next week how God, the second person of the Trinity, became man. But one of the things we want to hold tightly to is that Jesus is one person with two natures, taking on a human nature in no way changed or diminished his divine essence. And at this point, our catechism really wants to highlight that Jesus is God. That is, there was never a time when he wasn't, in his divine essence, God. He has no beginning. He has no end, which is the significance of Jesus saying repeatedly in the Gospel of John, I am. He didn't cease to be God even when he took on flesh. Let me say it this way. Question and answer 4 taught us that God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, unchanging in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. That's equally true of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. in their divine essence or substance. And of course, there are a host of biblical proofs for the deity of Jesus. He's called God. The attributes of God are ascribed to Him. He accepts worship that belongs to God alone. But I want to wrap up the confessional lesson looking at one of the prophecies about the promised Redeemer, because it tells us in this prophecy exactly the kind of Redeemer we would need, the Redeemer that our catechism points us to. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. We're going to read just verses 4 through 8, Isaiah 54. Do not fear, for you'll not be ashamed. Neither be disgraced, for you'll not be put to shame. For you'll forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is His name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God. For a mere moment I've forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. That is the only Redeemer of God's elect, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's continue praising our God now, standing to sing number 288.